Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball towards right. Singleton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Singleton. Santo tags and scores. Pepitone tags and moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pepitone moves to third. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Pepitone scores. Hickman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Rudolph scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Callison moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rudolph hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive towards first. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to third. Grote moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-5 to Cubs. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Dave Marshall. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Shamsky now playing right field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Danny Frazella now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Santo strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing second base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Earl Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Agee is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.